So glad you're here. Go ahead, kick your shoes off, take your coat off, take your hat off, have a seat, and maybe I'll get you some tea and some brownies or something, and have a seat here at the table of fellowship. Fred, so good to see you. It is Thursday already fifth day of April 2018. My name is Joey Kroll, and I pray that you're having yourself a blessed, blessed, blessed week. Did you have yourself a good Easter on Sunday this past weekend? Yeah, we had just a great time with family. I was exhausted by Sunday afternoon, I will say that. So I had services, of course, and had lunch or supper with family. And by the time the afternoon came, I was like a rock and did not want to get up. So it was just one of those Sundays, but it was good to be reminded of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, we can go anywhere, friend. We can go to the White House. We can go to Mount Rushmore. We can visit New York City. But the one place we cannot ever go, the one place we can never visit, is the body of Jesus in the grave, because he is not there. He is not there. And that hope and that reminder is worth sharing more than just one time a year. Amen. So still, happy resurrection celebration, dear friend. Hey, got some great stuff coming up here in the next several weeks and months. Coming up on Saturday, June 9th, Ivan Parker coming back to the area at First United Methodist Church in Urbana, sponsored by Great News Radio. Again, on Saturday, June 9th, 6 p.m. for a meet and greet, or 7 p.m. for the concert. General seating is $15, and to really enjoy the evening, there's a $25 reserve seating with a meet and greet opportunity with Ivan Parker. Again, it's all taking place on Saturday, June 9th at 7 p.m. First United Methodist Church, 304 South Race Street in Urbana. For your tickets, for more details, for admission information, just call 217-367-7777. 217-367-7777. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful night of worship and fellowship. For more details, again, just call 217-367-7777. Well, coming up here in just a couple of moments, we're going to be talking about evangelism. That's right, as the weather starts getting to be nicer, somewhat, as we look forward to warmer temperatures. How about that? We ought to be out and about, ready, armed, and able to share the gospel. So today we're going to be taking a look at Romans chapter 1 and talking about evangelism right after this here in the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends.
As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. My shield, to you alone may my soul cling. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee.
You are Lord, my strength.
Probably one of my all-time favorite hymns right there, As the Deer, here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. Back several years ago, I think it was 2008, Penn Jillette, who is part of the comedy duo Penn and Teller, he was approached by a fan, and the fan gave him a Gideon's New Testament Bible. And inside the cover, he wrote a personal note, left his telephone number if he wanted to talk about the message of the New Testament. And Penn was so encouraged by that. He's an atheist and still is to this day. That really moved him that somebody would care enough to approach him and tell him the good news. And listen to what he says. He says, if you believe that there's a heaven and a hell, and people could be going to hell or not getting eternal life or whatever, and you think it's not worth telling them because it would make it socially awkward, how much do you have to hate somebody to not share with them this news? And friend, today we're going to be talking about evangelism, how you and I are called to share the gospel. In Romans chapter 1, we're going to take a look at a couple of different verses here. The Apostle Paul is writing Romans chapter 1. We're going to look at verse 14, starting in verse 14. He says, I am under obligation both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the foolish, for I am eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Paul says, I am under obligation. I'm under obligation. Paul saw himself as a debtor to the Lord Jesus. He saw himself obligated to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. I mean, we sing the song, Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Friend, you and I are obligated. We are indebted to the Lord Jesus. We owe it to the one who carried our cross of Calvary. We owe it to the one who hung on our cross that had our name on it. We owe it to the one who took our place in our cross. The Apostle Paul called himself a bondservant for Jesus Christ. He says, I am obligated to share the gospel. Obligated. We have an obligation to share the gospel. Jesus said, freely you have received, freely give. Dr. Adrian Rogers, probably one of the heroes of the faith for me, absolutely love that man who's now home with the Lord. He says, suppose there's a man on death row, and suppose the governor of that state called you and said, I'm going to pardon that man. And the governor said, I want you to take this pardon, it's a piece of paper, to the prison and deliver it to the warden of the prison because that man has been pardoned. So you put that pardon slip inside your coat pocket, and on your way home, you remember that your wife needed some milk and eggs. And so you go to the store, get some milk, eggs, oh, and you see brownies are on sale, so you got some brownies and potato chips and all that great stuff. And then go home, and your friend calls you and wants to take a fishing trip, and so you take a week off of work, and you take a nice fishing trip. You come back, and you get caught up in the work since you've been gone for a week, and then you look in the newspaper one morning as you're enjoying your breakfast, and you see that there was a man who died on death row who was executed. And that was that very same man who the governor told you to deliver the message because he had been pardoned. He had been pardoned, but you never delivered the message. How would you feel? How would you feel when your neighbor that you lived next to for 20 years passed away and died and entered into eternity and you never once told them about the saving blood of Jesus Christ? Your coworker, your aunt, your uncle, your mother, your father, your son, your daughter, friend, you and I have an obligation to share the gospel. Paul also said, I'm not only obligated, he says, I am eager, I am ready. Verse 15 of Romans chapter 1. So I am eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome. Fred, are you eager? Are you ready to share the gospel? Jesus said in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses. You will be my witnesses. Jesus said in the Great Commission in Mark 16:15, and he said to them, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Paul said, I am eager to preach the gospel. I am ready to share the gospel. Friend, do you live in such a way that you're ready to be a witness? Do you live in such a way that you're ready to share the gospel? 1 Peter 3:15 says, always be prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. It says, always be prepared. I remember we were down in southern Illinois. My wife and I, we were on vacation. It was great. I'll tell you what, one thing about vacation, you have no responsibility. I absolutely love it. I love it. And so I remember we were at a restaurant and we were on vacation. I mean, it was wonderful. And as we were leaving the restaurant, there was a man who was by the door and I knew immediately something just stirred my heart, stirred my spirit, whatever church word you want to use. I felt like I needed to talk with that man. I just felt like I needed to talk with him. And there was a part of me that was saying, Lord, I'm on vacation right now. I don't have to worry about working on a sermon for Sunday. I don't have to worry about getting a Bible study ready and all of that. I know that sounds horrible, but you're on vacation. But guess what? God don't care if you're on vacation. We are called to be faithful. We are called to be ready in season and out of season. So Paul said, I am obligated. He said, I am eager. And he also says, I am not ashamed. Romans chapter 1, verse 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel. For it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. First thought is, why would Paul be fearful? Why would Paul be ashamed to share the gospel? Well, think about it. In context, the gospel of Jesus Christ was identified, what, with a poor Jewish carpenter who was crucified. Can you imagine going into Rome, the strong, mighty imperial city, Rome with its might, its power, its armies, and saying, I want to tell you about a Jew? The Romans had no appreciation for Jews. So here was a gospel coming out of Jerusalem, not of Rome. So why would Rome listen to anything that came out of a conquered place? I mean, in an earthly sense, he had every reason to be afraid. But Paul said, I am not ashamed. I am not ashamed. Friend, here we are on a Thursday. Let me ask you a question. Are you ashamed of Jesus? No, I'm serious. Are you ashamed of Jesus? Are you ashamed to put a Bible on your desk at work? Are you ashamed to bow your head in prayer in a restaurant? Are you ashamed to invite people to Christ? Are you ashamed to invite people to your church? Are you ashamed? I know somebody may be saying, well, I don't believe in wearing my faith on my sleeve. And I don't know about you, friend, but what about that dear person who told you about Jesus Christ? Aren't you glad they wore their faith on their sleeve? Friend, we shall not be ashamed of the gospel. And why wasn't Paul ashamed of the gospel? He says, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. Friend, there is power in the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is power in the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is power in the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are obligated. We ought to be ready, and we should never be ashamed of the gospel. Jesus said in Mark 16:15, and he said to them, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation.
Every day I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go through private pain, living fear. Laughter hides their silent cries. Only Jesus hears. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. At the end. Thank you.
Yeah, Steve Green, a great reminder today that people need the Lord. I'll tell you what, you look at the headlines today, the news stories and social media posts, you're just reminded that this world needs Jesus. People need Jesus. They really do. And friend, I'm so grateful that God had commissioned us. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. So friend, I hope and pray that you are sensitive to his leading and his guiding in fulfilling that great commission. Hey, here at Great News Radio, we are listener supported. We depend on your financial contributions. You can send in your gift of support here for the month of April to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can give online at greatnewsradio.org. Well, Mark and Jason in the studio tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.